morning with Klimi Chayodim, Klal Amin Aleph, Simin Yud Gimel. A girl who Sefer Torah Yamidenu Ala Tefer. Shemi Yikra Machma Sahiduk, Shemahadik will Yikara Ala HaTefer. So the person is tightening the Sefer Torah, so he should do it with the stitching between the ureas, between the sections, the parchment in the middle, because as he's tightening the taper, he might end up pulling. So if he pulls, when there's just cloth there, he might end up tearing the cloth if the cloth is weakened someplace. But if there's a stitching there, usually what will happen, if that happens, Chas v'Shalom, is that the stitching will pull out. He'll end up tearing the stitching and not the actual Sefer Torah itself. So this is true while the person is, while you're tightening it. It also is true when a person is picking the Sefer Torah up for the Hagbah, the person should pick up the Sefer Torah with the stitching in the middle, because as your person picks it up, he stretches it out. The same idea, Chas v'Shalom, if it would tear, it's much better that it should tear on the stitching than to tear in the actual cloth, the parchment itself. So a person, when he does Hagbah, should have the stitching between the ureas in the middle. And when a person tightens the Sefer Torah, a person should have the stitching in the middle. Now the next step deals with a situation where they used to sell the different mitzvahs, and they sell Hagbah and Galilah separately. So it's possible that one person will buy Hagbah, another person will buy Galilah. And it's possible that both the people who did that bought it because they wanted to be mechabed the same person. There's a guest in town, they wanted to be mechabed him with a kibbutz. So Reuven bought Hagbah, planning it to give it to her barrel, and Shimon bought Galilah, planning to give it to her barrel. So now her barrel is being offered both Hagbah and Galilah. So which one should he do? Which one is considered more the greater mitzvah that he should take advantage of this opportunity? So Mishan Nosimullah Hagbiya Sefer Torah, Megam Liglo, he's given the opportunity to be the Magbiya and to be the Galil. So the Mor says the very chashuv things about Galila, the Mila being doing the Mice of Galila on the Sefer Torah. So the question which we're dealing with over here is that which we refer to as Galila, is that the Galila that the Gemara is referring to? And therefore a person should give preference to doing Galila. Or nowadays, that which we do Hagbah, when we pick the Sefer Torah up, which we mentioned before, really that's not actually part of the Galilah process of closing the Sefer, but rather that was actually part of the process of there's a Sefer being shown the Ksav to the Tzibur. So we did that already. Now the next step is to roll the Sefer Torah up. So both the Golel and the Magbia take part of that process. So which one's considered the primary one who's processing? So we say that it means that the one who's doing the Hagbah, he lifts the Sefer Torah up, he sits down with it, and he's rolling to close it. He's considered the Iker. So the Galil, who's also helping to close and then putting the cover on, is not considered the Iker. So you have a choice between the two. You should choose to be the Magbiya / Galil. So the Shalacha says that we can separate between the Galila, which is the rolling, and putting the coverings on. So which one they would actually pass the various parts of what you're using to cover, they would pass that to the Galil. So that's called being Mershit the Me'ilim, passing the coverings to the Golel. So that's a separate action. And again, they would actually auction those off and could be cut of those separately. And one person would be the Golel, one person would be the one who retrieves the coverings. So the Galila is considered a greater mitzvah than the one who's retrieving the coverings. So if your choice between the two, a person should choose to be the Golel and allow somebody else to be the Mershit. Have a good morning.